Beauty Bob, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skin care. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Well, hey there, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Tuesday, April the 8th, 2014. Today we have a very special show. My fabulous co-host today is going to be the wonderful John Downey III, and our special guest will be the Tony Award-winning writer and director, Mr. Norbert Brown, Jr. First of all, we are going to jump right on in with the color of the week, and this week's color is honey. Now, quite simply, the color of honey is having the color of honey. Now, honey is classified by the U.S. Department of Agriculture into 7 color categories. There's water white, extra light amber, amber, and dark amber. You're saying, what? How can honey be white and extra white and water white, and why is it all these things? Well, the answer is the color and flavor of honeys differ depending on the nectar source or the blossoms that are visited by the honeybees. In fact, there are more than 300 unique types of honey available in the United States, each originating from a different floral source. So honey color ranges from nearly colorless to dark brown to dark brown, and its flavor varies from delectably mild to distinctively bold, depending on where the honeybees buzz. Now, as a general rule, light-colored honey is milder in taste, and dark-colored honey is stronger. Now, jumping into our Melina Says segment, as we are speaking of taste, we're going to get a taste of, you guessed it, taste of honey. Now, manufacturers have used honey in everything from hand lotions and moisturizers to bar soaps and bubble baths. And one reason that they use honey is because it's for its wholesomeness. It's all natural image. And more and more consumers were demanding cosmetics and personal care products made from natural ingredients. And in the case of honey, image is just the beginning. Now, first of all, honey is a humectant, which means it attracts and retains moisture. So this makes honey a natural fit for a variety of moisturizing products, including cleansers, creams, shampoos, and conditioners. Now, you want to look for honey in your store-bought beauty products, or simply just add a squeeze of it to your own moisturizer, shampoo, or soap at home. Or for some extra pampering, try whipping up a simple beauty recipe for yourself. Okay, so get your pens or pencils and notepads ready, because I'm going to give you a couple of cool, quick tips, quick recipes for your own honey concoction. First of all, if you'd like to make your own nourishing facial mask, this trick, when I found it, I was completely astonished. All you need is an aloe vera plant and some honey. All you do is add honey onto the exposed side of the aloe vera leaf. So the side with the aloe, you put some honey on it. You spread that evenly onto the honey on evenly onto the aloe vera. You gently rub the exposed honeyed side onto your face. You leave it on there for 15 minutes, and then you rinse with cold water. Simple. That's a nourishing facial mask. A second one is, here's a gentle honey cleanser. You're going to take a quarter cup of honey, 1 tablespoon of your favorite liquid soap, and then a half a cup of glycerin. You can get just regular glycerin at a drugstore or grocery store or at a beauty store. All you do is mix all the ingredients together, your honey, the liquid soap, and your glycerin, until it's fully blended. Pour it into a clean plastic bottle, and then pour that onto your face sponge or soft cloth and gently rub it onto your face. You know, wash it away with warm water and then pat your face dry, and your skin will be fresh and radiant. Now, here's a wonderful mask. It's a firming face mask. You're going to take 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 egg white, 1 teaspoon of this glycerin. Now, from what my research has done, is glycerin, it's a good thing just to have some in the house just in case. You never know when you're going to need it. So you're going to take, again, 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 egg white, 1 teaspoon of glycerin, and 1/4 cup of flour. You whisk all of the ingredients together and make it to form a paste, which will approximately be 1/4 cup. You're going to smooth all of the mixture all over your face and your throat. Leave it on for 10 minutes and then rinse that off with warm water. And our final treatment is a banana honey mask. Now, this one is so, so easy. You just get a banana, mash it up with 1.5 teaspoons of honey. Leave it on for 10 or 15 minutes, rinse with warm water and a washcloth, and you're done. Now, what makes honey so special is that honey fights, it's not only a humectant, but it also fights acne while it's moisturizing. And the banana has antioxidants to refresh your skin. So honey is absolutely the way to go. It's all natural. It's everywhere. Let me also share one thing. There are only two types of, when you go to the store and you look at honey, when you look at the ingredients, if you see anything else other than honey, then it's not pure. You have additives and preservatives. You don't want that. You don't want all of those things. You want the bottle that either has no ingredient list, which means it's pure honey, or the one with one ingredient listed, honey. That's what you want. Now, our next segment, we're going to talk about last week, we talked about eye puffiness. This week, I'm going to tell you how to prevent eye puffiness in the first place. Now, beautiful eyes, they're not ones that are swollen and puffy. They are smooth and clear and beautiful. Now, many people assume that morning puffiness is caused by a lack of sleep. As I said last week, too little sleep has practically nothing to do with eye puffiness. It's not the amount of sleep, it's how you're sleeping. Because eye puffiness is the result of body fluids accumulating in the eye area overnight while the sleeper is horizontal. So now, besides sleeping sitting up like you're sleeping on an airplane, how can you prevent this? Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. First of all, you want to sleep in a position that keeps fluids from pooling in your eyes, sleeping on your back with your head elevated by 2 or 3 plump pillows. Or better still, if your bed is the adjustable kind, then raise the section that supports your head and shoulders. Or you can place 2 or 3 folded blankets under the head of your mattress. Or you can raise the end of the bed frame with a couple of thick planks of wood if you're inclined to be in an area with my suggestion is to do one of the other suggestions with the pillows or blankets and make life that much easier. You want to do it the easy way. A second option, alternative, is to reduce fluid intake at bedtime. Now, if you're in the habit of drinking a glass of water or juice or milk before turning in, you want to stop that for a few days and see if your eyes are less puffy in the morning. If it's not making a difference, then go ahead and go back to your usual routine. But just see if that will help. Also, salt and food high in sodium can cause excessive fluid retention. So as a general rule, we should just try to reduce our dietary salt and sodium intake anyway. So this is an added incentive. Let's give that a try as well. Now, I just found this out, that some eye creams, puffiness and occasionally a rash. So my suggestion is to try applying a bit less of that eye cream or use one with a lighter texture. And then instead of smoothing it on the entire eye area, slathering it on as I do, just keep it at least 1/4 inch from the lower lashes and only dot it on the upper lid from brow to crease only. And then if the problem persists, try skipping the cream for a night or two and see how that works for you. Now, one last thing is that eye puffiness can also be the result of a cold or allergy to dust, pollen, animal hair, and in which case an over-the-counter medication formulated to relieve cold and allergy symptoms might help you. So that is what we have to say about that. Now, last week we had a quiz, a Hollywood-style quiz, in regards to designer Marc Jacobs. He has a tattoo of which cartoon on his right arm? The answer was SpongeBob SquarePants. So if anyone ever runs into Marc Jacobs, you can say, I know where your tattoo is on your right arm, and it's SpongeBob SquarePants. So right now, we are going to talk to our guest host, John Downey III. Hey, John, are you there?
Melina, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. So a lot of things have happened since we spoke last week. I started my new position at the CW Network, and it's been going great. I am so excited. I'd actually met with the TV show Extra a couple months ago, and a lot of what I'm doing here is very similar to what Extra would have had me do. So I'm really excited to, learn a new aspect of the business. And I promise the next time that I come on closer to the launch date of our show, when I can share information, I'll tell you exactly what the show is and, you know, all the good stuff. We're going to debut on June 3rd. So get ready for the big announce.
Congratulations! Yay!
And you know, my girl Rolanda Watts and I, you know, who we work on and develop shows together, have a huge studio meeting on Friday as a follow-up to the meetings that we took in January with our talent for the pilots that we shot in New York in August and in Los Angeles in December. So we're very excited about that. It looks like Fox is about to lock us down, and we are looking forward to remarching into ABC and CBS later this week. So hopefully I'll find out in the next 24 hours about that. And I think I mentioned to you that I was up for the role of the MC in Cabaret, the musical, and I decided to pass because I am in the process of potentially going into Sweeney Todd instead.
Oh, wait, in the process of going where?
Into Sweeney Todd instead.
Sweeney Todd! John, that is wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations,
so,
friend.
A lot of moving and shaking.
Moving and shaking. You are certainly hot, my friend. Congratulations.
This industry is very difficult. It's what?
So this industry is it's a very difficult and challenging industry, and when you have success, and especially success such as yours and Nobert's, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I mean, we always have to hustle and we have to have faith. Those are the two things that I've learned. So, and I'm surrounded by great people like you who are on the walk with me, mm-hmm. who, you know, we can support each other as we go along and share what we learn. So, you know. That's why I'm so excited to learn about your guest this week. When I heard Broadway and Tony, I was like, oh, wait a minute now, you know.
Yes, he is our guest this week, and he is ready to jump on. He's already on the line waiting to tell us, answer all of our questions and tell us some good things about what he's been up to and where he started. But right now we're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come right on back with our fabulous guest today, Nobert Brown, Jr. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Beauty Pop.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Welcome back to Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, with special co-host John Downey III. And our other special guest today is the fabulous Mr. Nobert Brown, Jr. Welcome, Mr. Brown, to Beauty Pop.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Well, let's before we get into our questions, let's tell everyone a little bit about you. Now, you are a Tony Award-winning writer and director, and you've written and directed over 20 stage plays, and two of your shows, Cabin in the Sky and Bubbling Brown Sugar, have won Tony Awards. Now, you are also one of the original writers for All in the Family and The Jeffersons, and you are now the CEO and founder of Suntan Entertainment and Suntan School of Theater. And as we said before, you've produced over 20 productions throughout your career, including A Good Man is Hard to Find, Cabin in the Sky, The Life of Jackie Wilson, Bubbling Brown Sugar, Jesus Save My Two Sons, Real Women Pray, The Life Story of Marvin Gaye, The Night the Economy Crashed, Sisters of Soul, The R&B Story, Beauty in the Eye of the Beholder, The Life Story of Rick James, The Life Story of Mahalia Jackson, This Joint is Jumpin', The Devil Made Me Do It, Cotton Club, on and on and on and on and on. You also worked on an urban soap opera called Chocolate City, and you're currently working on a reality show, the 215 Stilettos, which highlights the lives of seven successful young women that grew up in foster care and made the rise to the top. Now, I also know, because you told me, that you're working on a project with a certain Academy Award-winning actor, and we're going to try to get the scoop from you on that today as well. But first of all, thank you so much for joining us today on Beauty Pop, Mr. Brown.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. You're very kind. We're going to jump right in because we only have, but we're limited in our time, but
yes. It's
you won 2 Tony Awards.
Yes.
Now, please tell our audience what that experience was like.
Well, I was very young at the time. You know, I was young when I started writing for All in the Family. I created some of the episodes for Archie Bunker and George Jefferson when they brought George Jefferson into the show. It was great to work with Archie and George Jefferson. George Jefferson was actually a postman in 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I had flew to Philadelphia to do audition of him, and he got it as soon as he walked in, and I knew that he would make a difference in All in the Family and then the spinoff with the Jeffersons. But I created the character by writing for the character when it was in All in the Family first, and then it spinned off to the Jeffersons. That was also a great show, and I give all praise to Norm Lear for giving African-American young guy an opportunity. I came from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and I always had an imagination to do things. So when I did the Bubbling Brown Sugar, I knew that by putting kids in the show and by, you know, having a happy, happy life with that, I knew that that would one day win, and it won for Best Production, Best Stage Play. And then I seen the legendary Cabin in the Sky, and I redid Cabin in the Sky as a stage play, but it was awesome as a movie. It was so awesome seeing the legends from that show, and I know one of the legends of all times is listening tonight, so I give her all praise because without her, it wouldn't be a me.
That's beautiful.
So I give her all praise, and I know she's listening now, so this is a good thing. And I did get an opportunity to meet her a long time ago in L.A. when I came to Soul Train, when y'all guys had Soul Train in L.A., and I was with a young friend of mine named Peebo Bryson, and it was his first time on there. That's when he had an afro. He got a bald head now. And what the new show that I'm doing, 215 Stilettos, 215 stands for the area code in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And these 7 women came from foster care and shelters. Now they all make at least 6 figures a year, owning their own businesses, own churches, own beauty shops, own hair shops. These women are great. These women are awesome. What they came through. But, see, that's not the only thing. With 215 Stilettos, it's just the beginning. I'm going to come to L.A. and do 310 Stilettos also, the brand. And I'm going to come there and do one there too. But I believe that your area code stands with you for the rest of your life. And this show is not a housewife. It's not a basketball wife. But it's a success lady. Ladies in success, and the area code that they stand for and the area code that they live in should be recognized by the power of their stilettos, and that's why we do the show.
Wow, that's a really, really, I love that idea, and thank you for making it positive, not all wives and that kind of stuff, but a positive representation of women, and I thank you for that. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It gives me hope because I tend to not think the most positively of reality shows because of their depiction of all people, whether they're African American or Caucasian. There's just so much negativity that runs amok on the reality shows, and that's what people seem to draw towards, but that's because they don't have any other alternatives. If we present them as people in the media, if we present them with positive choices, then I feel that people naturally want to be happy and positive and uplifted. So thank you for bringing that, your work in bringing that to the to television? And when are we be able to look forward to seeing that?
Well, we actually got a couple of deals on the table now with 215 Stiletto, so you should be seeing that around September. And it's all ready to go, you know. And also, we have so many things going on. You know, also the legendary Betsy Smith, and I know that a lot of people know her. She was one of the first African-American blues singers. Without a Betsy Smith, it wouldn't have been a Billie Holiday or Louis Armstrong or Mahalia Jackson. So Betsy's story will be told, and they had to find the greatest storyteller of all times of life stories, and I believe that's me. So I'm just putting it out there that I'm out this year, and I'm putting a lot of things out there. So Tyler Perry, he's a close friend of mine, but he got to step to the side because the real veteran is back. They say I've been around for a long time, and I still look like I'm 30 years old. So I started at a young age of 16 years old, and I had a dream to create shows and write plays and write movies and write TV, you know, and I believe that as long as you write wholesome stuff and things for the whole family, you'll be able to have people happy that they can go home at night and sit there and watch our shows. So I'm ready to team up with a lot of different people and create a lot of different things this year. I just believe that as long as we can do it, we have to do it. And the thing you were saying with the reality shows is they don't know what it's really all about to be wholesome black lady coming up in this world, being achieving your goals, doing the things that you need to do. And I'm talking about all women of all colors. They need to show the women, just like we used to look at our moms and idolize our moms, because they was the ones who was the power and the strength of the family. And as long as we can show that again with all women all over the world, we don't have to worry about the stereotype that they're making them now. So I'm coming back with a vengeance to put shows on TV that used to be like The Good Times and All in the Family and The Jeffersons. And, you know, I'm going to bring that back to the world and let the young people today see these things and see that anything that you do in the world, you can make it as long as you have that go power to do it, you know. And I just believe that I always been very fortunate. You know, I have a Tony Award, I have an Image Award, I have an Irvin Award, I have a Soul Train Award, I have a Gospel Award. So all these awards, I just don't have an Oscar yet, so I'm going for that with the new Betsy Smith movie. And we have an all-star cast in there. We have a lot of people getting ready. I can say that the music sound track of the music will be Mary J. Blige will be doing that. I can say that much, but the stars, we are signing them as we talk.
Now, this is for the Stilettos, or is this the project that you're working on with the Academy Award winner?
This is the project for the Academy Award winner.
Okay. Now, are you able to share publicly who that Academy Award winner is, or is that under wraps as well?
That's still under wraps, and it's one Academy Award winner so far. We are talking to another Academy Award winner this week, and also one of the co-stars in there is probably going to be Academy Award winner this year. So I will come back on your show again and tell you all about the stars in the show, but it's going to be an all-star cast. I want everybody to do their homework on Betsy Smith, because she was one of the great ones, and she passed away in Philadelphia. She was a big star between the years of 1915 to 1935. She was one of the first black women to board the Cadillac right off the showcase in Philadelphia when Cadillac was brand new at the time she boarded. So she did a lot for people of all races and people back then, and a story like this should be told. We're still searching and talking to stars to see who's going to play Betsy Smith. But I really like one of the American Idol winners, player. That's all I'm going to say right now for that. Also, you know, to follow me and to be a big part of my life, because fans and people that follow me for the last 4 years, I just love them so much. So to follow me, you can go to my website, and my name is spelled Nolbert, N-O-L-B-E-R-T, Brown, Jr., and .com. So you go there, and you can look at me, and you can see my beautiful face. and I love this show. This show really tells you about things, because when I was, like, waiting for y'all guys, I was writing down everything about the honey. I'm going to go take a honey face wash right now as we speak. I learned something new today from you. So it's not only a pleasure to be on your show, but it's a pleasure to learn something about my face.
Oh, thank you, Nolan. You do have such a handsome face. It needs to be preserved and protected. So that honey is the way. Let me ask you one quick question.
Now, sure.
What is the most beautiful experience that you've had since beginning your career in entertainment?
Okay, y'all guys, ready to cry. Okay, the biggest thing in my whole life is I believe that everybody's mother is the greatest person in the world. Mother's Day is my favorite holiday, even though I lost my mom in 2006. But let me tell you, I was doing the life story of Mahalia Jackson in Chicago. And my mother asked me, could she fly out, because she wanted to see Ann Nesby play Mahalia Jackson, because that's who I cast for Mahalia Jackson, was Ann Nesby from The Sound of Blackness. When I looked at the monitors in the dressing room, they was great, called me out at the end of the show, and everybody was standing up and applauding. But before I was great step out the door, they told the audience that my mother was in the audience. And I looked on the monitor in her face, and everybody stood up and clapped for her. And believe me, she was always a proud lady. She put all six of us in school and college, and she never asked for nothing from us. But when I looked at that monitor and I saw her face and I saw all the people standing up clapping for my mom instead of me, I wasn't worthy to step on the stage with my mom. I just wasn't worthy. And my feet wouldn't move. And I couldn't move. And just one tear came out of my eyes. And I just heard God say that lady created you and she made you who you are. Give her the stage. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm tearing up right now as
I'm
talking about
it. Oh, Nolbert, that's beautiful.
And also this year I am teaming up with The Easy Way. We're going to be doing a lot of TV shows together and movies together, and I'm going to be working with him on a new reality show.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to get that out because he's a great person and he's coming up in the world, and I am there to assist him on anything that he needs help on. And like I said, you know, I just want to give the people what they want, and what they want is wholesome shows, wholesome movies, and things that they can appreciate in the world, just like when we did it in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Let's do it now. Let's show positive things in all of our races and all the people, because they said we couldn't get a black president and we got one of those, so we could do anything that we want to do in the world.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Now, John, is there anything that you'd like to ask Nolbert really quickly?
You know, I just want to mention that since you wrote for All in the Family, it's been all over social media this week that it went off the air 35 years ago. So it's very much in the consciousness of, you know, everybody, young, old, and indifferent. I am a big fan of Good Times. I watch the marathon every week. I am so amazed. No, I'm serious. I'm so amazed. Those shows, if you watch them right now, what that family went through and their friends and their neighbors is the same stuff we talk about today, and it makes me go, wait a minute now. It was that good then, and it is still that good right now. So I'm ready for more good times. So bring us some more good shows.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to definitely bring shows, because those shows wasn't only good, but they was educating. They snuck the education into you by you laughing at JJ and laughing at Thelma. You was learning lessons about things in the world. And when you laughed about Archie and the way that Archie was, but it was times when Archie really made you think about things that he was saying. So when we put George in there, it really, really, George really made Archie come to life. But the person that I want to thank for all of those, all of that time and starting my career was two people. And the one was Norm Lear. He was a great man. He's always going to be a great man. And right now he's 91 years old, and he's still my best friend. And then the other one was my uncle. There was a legendary jazz singer at the time, Johnny Tiller, Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady, Disco Lady. That was my mom's baby brother, and he was one of the greatest singers of all times. He took the place of Sam Cooke when Sam Cooke quit the gospel group. My uncle Johnny Tiller took the part of it. And I remember when he was about to go to Soul Train, and he said, "What should I put in this song to make the people on Soul Train scream?" I said, "You should say that the women look so good, they need to be on Soul Train." And he put that in there. So when y'all guys get time, listen to Disco Lady, and you'll hear that.
Wow.
Well, Norbert, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. You've been such a wonderful guest, and we're going to leave everyone with the quote of the week. The quote of the week is, "Prosperity is the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Prosperity does not mean just having enough money. It also includes an abundance of all the good things in life, good health, right relationships, satisfying work, peace of mind, and a more than ample supply of money." This is a quote from the Reverend Dr. Della Reese Lett, also known as Della Reese, who's the founder of the Upchurch. And I just would like to let everyone know the Upchurch will be having a special speaker on May 18th, actress Roma Downey, best known for her role as Monica in the much-loved series Touched by an Angel. I'm urging everyone to attend the special service in honor of our Proof of the Truth series to hear what Roma has to say about her life and being living proof of the truth. That's May 18th at the Understanding Principles for Better Living, 600 West Queen Street. Thank you for listening, and join us next week when our guest will be actor, singer, and performer Keith David. And remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. Thank you so much, John. Thank you so much, Norbert.
Thank
you. Norbert, are you still there?
I'm still here. I was so impressed with you talking, I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, I just wanted to officially say thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you, John, for joining us.
Thank you. I'll see y'all soon.
Okay, there's no one way to be beautiful. Take care.